Okay. So tonight's topic is Chilul Hashem. The pasuk in the end of the sedra, sorry, not the end of the sedra. The pasuk in Achremos, Paragil Ches pasuk of Aleph, Umizarecholos itein lavir lamolach v'losachalel Hashem elokachani Hashem. So this is one of two pesukim that the Rambam quotes. It's the second pasuk, but one of two pesukim that the Rambam quotes in Sefer Mitzvos. Los I say Sama Gimel as the makor for Chilul Hashem. The primary pasuk being the end of Emor. As we know from the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pevav, codified by the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, that an aveira that involves Chilul Hashem is of severe consequence as far as what tshuva is required. The Rambam writes there Aleph Dalid on the list of aveiros that have stronger tshuva thresholds. The Rambam writes, "Vala mechalas Hashem, afa bisha asa tshuva vigi yom kippurim uomei b'tshuvaso uba olav yisurin eina miskaper lo kapar gemura ad sheyama." So the highest requirement of tshuva, the highest rung of the hierarchy, is an aveira that involves chilul Hashem. Even if you did tshuva, even if yom kippur passes, even if you experience yisurin, one still cannot achieve a complete kapara until Misa. Elachuva Yom Kippur V'Yisurin Shlosh Santolin V'Misa Mechaperes. So the Rambam, when he formulates amidst the Los Haseh of Chilul Hashem in Sefer Mitzvos Los Haseh Samach Gimel, and this is reflected in Yesodei HaTorah Perek Hay, or the entire Perek is the gamut of Chilul Hashem situations. The Rambam there outlines three broad categories of Chilul Hashem. The most primary being the most famous, either one who is faced with a situation of having to violate one of the Gimel Chamuros. So there, if you give over yourself Lamisa, that's a Yehar Gval Yavor, that's a Kiddush Hashem, and the Abbas would be a Chilul Hashem. And the Rambam frames Chilul Hashem as the opposite of Kiddush Hashem. And then category number two, which is broader, is any other avera that a person violates in a public setting where there's a certain motivation that is contrary to Ratzon Hashem, could involve a Chilul Hashem. As Rambam writes, Hachelak Hasheni Hakolol Gamkein Sheyasa Adam Avera Ein Taiva Ba V'lo Hana. If a person violates the Avera, not because of the Taiva, not because he has any physical gain or benefit, Aval Yichavim B'Pulaso Hamered Aprikas Ol Malchus Shemayim. His sole motivation in violating this Avera is the rebellion against Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hineza Gamkein Mechal Hashem Shemayim V'loke. That's also a D'oraisa application of Chilul Hashem that comes with a Chi of Malkus. L'fikach amar v'losi shavu v'shmila shakar v'chilotav shem l'kacha kizem mechavein l'hach is b'zehenyan v'enu nagash mis b'zeh. So if a person violates an aveira, not l'te'avon, not l'hana, not for any physical gain, but simply out of rebellion, that's a manifestation of Chilul Hashem as well. And then the Rambam, based on the Gemara's in Yuma Daf Pevav, has a third category, which seems to be deraisa as well. The fact that the Rambam includes it here in Sefer Mitzvos is the examples the Gemara there has of various Tanaim Amoraim who were held to a higher standard of behavior and failing to abide by that standard because of their standing in the community involves a Chilul Hashem. As the Rambam writes in the end of Yisodei Perek, Torah Perek A, the beginning of the Perek is the Yehareg Val Yavors, category one. Then Halacha Yud is what we just saw as category two, a person who violates an Aveira out of Mered, Klapei Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, V'yesh Dvar Mecheim Shehem B'chal Chilul Hashem, V'hu Sheyasa Osam Adam Gadol B'Torah U'Meforsem B'Chasidus, Dvarim Shabriyas Miranim Achra Bishvilam. So if a person who is held to a higher standard because an Adam Gadol does something that causes murmuring among the population about its propriety. The Alpha Vishain and Averis, even if it's not an objective Avera, Hareza Chilel as Hashem, Kigon Shalakach Venonosin Deme Mechach Alter, person buys something he doesn't pay up front, even if it's not a violation of any technical Isser, who she is, as long as he has the ability to pay the money, etc. Oh, Shiarbe Biskoko Bechil Vishesia Eitzalam the Aretz Beinayan, or he engages in certain more frivolous, less respected activity with people that he shouldn't be hanging out with. Oh, Shadibura Mabrias Eina Benachas, example of the Gemara in Yuma there, that he doesn't speak properly. Isn't Medaber Benachas and Mabrias Eina Mekabam Sefer Panayafos, Albal Katata Vakas, Chayosid Varma Elu, Akolufi Galo Shal Chacham, it's all subjective based on the standing of this person. So she is Dake Kalas Mabiasa Lefnim Yishu Asadin, and failure to do so is a violation of Chil Hashem as well. The Tashbeit has a slightly different formulation, not fundamentally different. The Tashbeit is commenting on the Mishnah of us, Paradala Mishadala. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer called Mechal Hashem Shemayim Beseser Nefram Yemen Begaloi. Anyone is Mechal Hashem Shemayim in private gets punished in public. Echashogig Vechanazid Bechil Hashem. So the Tashbeit there notes that there are two sukkim in Chumash that are explicit about Chil Hashem. Number one is the Hargav Al Yavar context. And number two is what the Rambam quoted, the pasuk by Shavuos Shav, in Kadosh Velosi Shavu Bishmi Lashaka Bechilotel Hashem Elokecha Ani Hashem. And the Tashbeit presents that as a paradigmatic example of Chil Hashem, where he writes, Ein Chil Hashem Gadol Mizeh. That example of a Shavuos Sheker is the greatest form of Chil Hashem possible, and not greater than the Ark of Al-Yavur, or the Ark of the Masana, either violating one of the Gimel Chaburis anytime or violating any mitzvah B'Shas Hashmad. But category number two, he writes that Shavuos Sheker is Eilecha Chil Hashem Gadol Mizeh, how ironic that this person is using Kadosh Baruch Hu's name literally. He's being nishba l'sheker b'shem Hashem in order to support his gneivas mama. So that's like the ultimate kind of Chil Hashem, literally to profane the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu for your own benefit while stealing, and doing so, so to speak, using the name of Hashem. But the Tashbeit says, even those examples in Yuma, the category three of the Rambam, of the various Amoraim Tanaim who were held or should be held to a higher standard, that's also an example of Chil Hashem just as well. And the Tashbeit says that if a person violates, based on his standing in society, anything that rises to that level of Chil Hashem, that's also the same Chil Hashem of Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Daled, that he doesn't get a full kapara until Misa, even Yisurin, are only tolin. The Rishonim there in Avos quote the Tashbeits and the Rebbe Bachi and others quote a medrash, a psikta, that has the following formulation. Matsinu shavitur Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael over Zara. Shenemar v'atem beis Yisrael ishki lulav l'chu evdu. Maksev acharav beth shem koshi lo sechalulu od psukim in Yecheskel. So if you read the psukim straight, it sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a sense, is more willing to be mevater on Avodah Zarah than on Chil Hashem. That on some level, engaging in Chil Hashem is more egregious than even being oveid Avodah Zarah. So we'll just talk about some other examples we have in Shas and Poskim of Chil Hashem that don't necessarily neatly fit into the Rama's categories, but are presumably extensions of some category two and some category three, some more neat than others. So for example, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Tes, same as Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hamotzi Kalayim Bebigdo, Hoshan Afilu Bishok, that if you're walking down the street and you find that you're in Kalayim, you have to take your clothing off right there and then, even if that's going to be embarrassing. My taima, Ein Chachma Bein Tvuna Vein Eitzel Neged Hashem, Kol Makam Sheyesh Chilul Hashem, Ein Cholkin Kavod L'Rav. That sounds like, broadly speaking, somewhere within the Rambam's category two, that even the Rambam's category two is where you violate an Avera Lemeret. Your intention is to be married against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here you're not being married. You're a Lefi Tumo. Didn't realize that you're wearing Kalayim, and suddenly you do. But the mere fact that you are in a public setting and violating an Avera in a way that there's some publicity somehow rises to a level of Chilul Hashem as well. So it's an objective Avera. It's not L'Shem Mered, but the Gemara calls that Chilul Hashem. And that's also quoted Lalach by the Rambam in Hilchas Kalayim. There's a comment. Before that, the presentation that we saw till now of the various examples of Chilul Hashem and the Rambam's categories, strictly speaking, are all Klapei Yisrael, meaning the at least categories two, category three of doing an Avera B'mered or conducting yourself in a fashion that's beneath your level that somehow causes a Chilul Hashem to ensue. So the audience there, strictly speaking, in the examples that Rama gives are audiences of Yisraelim. But there are other instances where in Gemara and Rishonim, there are Chil Hashem ramifications where the audience are Nachim, and sometimes that's even more pronounced. So, for example, the Agos Maimonios, the beginning of Hilchos Kdei Levaveda, goes to Toseftan Bavakama, Hagoza Lesa'akum Chayiv Lahachzir Lo, the Chomer Gezel Akum, Gezel Yisrael, Menei Chil Hashem. That you have to make restitution for Gzeilas Akum. Not so much because of an objective chiyuv, but because of the Chilul Hashem that would ensue if you don't return Gezel Akum. The Gemara has in Bava Kama Kufiyot Gimel and Beis, we'll just see it, how the Rambam quotes the Lalacha, Zeilav Aveda Perakit Alf Alacha Gimel, Aveda Sagoy Mutares, Shenamar Aveda Sachicha. Technically speaking, if you find an Aveda Benach, you're allowed to keep it. But Machzira Reza over Aver Neshu Machzik De Rishayolam. And if you return Avedas Nachri in a vacuum, that's not commendable because you're providing financial support to Rishay Olam. However, Vimichzira Lekadesh Es Hashem Kadesh Yifaru Es Yisrael V'yedu Shehem Baal Yamuna Harez Meshuba. But if your motivation in returning it is to create what we would call a Kiddush Hashem, that the person you return it to and the society will see that we are honest men of faith, then Areza Meshubach, Ubamakam Sheesh Chil Hashem, Avedasu Asura V'chai V'achzira. If there could ensue a Chil Hashem, then it's not optional, then you're Mechuyev to return it. Then the Rambam goes on with other similar examples as well. Now you also have in Hilchos Melachim Perek Vav Halacha Hey, based on the Gemara in Gittin Mem Vav, historical point. Shloshek Savim Shalach Yeshua Ashel Nichnas Aretz. So Yeshua sent various messages to the nations of Canaan in order to encourage them to leave before it got too late. And then the Rambam writes again, based on Gemara in Gittin Mem Vav, when it came to the Givonim that tricked Yeshua into accepting them under false pretenses, they're representing that they weren't who they really were, in violation of the Isser being Koris Bris with the nations of Canaan. So the Rambam writes, Hayadinam Sheyu Lemas Avadim, V'hoelu B'tos Nishbu Lehen B'din Hayashi Hargu Al Shehitim. That really, we should have killed them all for fooling us. Lulei Chil Hashem. if not for the fact that that would have created a Chil Hashem, and therefore it was inappropriate to kill them. Rashi writes there, get them above Chil Hashem, Shelo Yomer Ha'akum Avro Shvuasa. That initially Yeshua took a Shvua that he protected the Gabonim, and we don't want to create a situation of a Chil Hashem where the Nachum would say, look at these Jews, they violated their Shvua, they're not to be trusted. It was an interesting article I saw in Tchumin, Volume Cafe, written by a Rabbi Yaakov Charlap, who it says is a professor in Bar Ilan, never heard of him before. But he quotes a couple interesting Mar Makomos, which are further extensions of the Chilul Hashem theme, some of which in the context of conduct in Shul and Tefillah and Beis Knesses. So there's a famous Chuvas HaRambam, Simon Reish Nun Ches, where the Rambam discusses what was a practice in Egypt of not having a Shtilishman Esrei followed by Chazar Sashatz, but rather having a single Shman Esrei in which the Shatz said the Shman Esrei aloud and people would either listen to Biyotze or daven together on their own. But they did away with the institution of both the Sadi Shman Esrei followed by Chazar Sashatz. And the Rambam, in justifying this and endorsing it, writes as follows. Umasha shamatem me'echa mechach me'eretz Edom shekach ra'i b'achreach. That which you heard, that this practice is appropriate. But Salomar she is Paul Shliach at Sibur Pam Achram Ukadusha, Shiloh Yehesham Lachash Klal, that there should be a Shtilishman Esrei, just the Shatz should begin with what we would call Chaseras Shatz, including Kedusha. Hare Omer Anibaza Hilchasakavase Vilami Tameh. So I happen to agree that that's a good idea, but for a different reason. Nimneshare Isi Dvara Biyad Rabnisa Mishmarya. Etc. The people that presented this didn't present it correctly. They didn't have the right motivation. But he writes, so whoever knows the tefillah will daven along with the shot silently. Whoever doesn't know the tefillah will listen. The yichru akol imo, and everyone will bow down together at the right point. Everyone will be facing the arad. So everybody's yotze, their chiyuv shman esrei. The Yahadavar Misudar Umutukan, and everything will be organized and appropriate. The Timana Arichas Achazara, the Yusar Chil Hashem Shenis Pashe Benagoyim. So we're going to cut down the length of davening, and we're going to eliminate the Chil Hashem that has ensued among the Nachrim. What's the Chil Hashem that happened because we had a Chazar Sashatz? Behu Shayehudim rokikim the kachim umasichim betoch tefilasam, that if you had a shtilishman esrei in the chazar sashatz, no one was paying attention to chazar sashatz. So the whole tzibur were just spitting and coughing and distracted during tefila. Ki kachim edim le davar the kachu ayoser roi etzli be'eluz man. So apparently, the fact that davening was too long and people didn't focus when they had both the Shtilishman Esrei and the Chazar Sashatz and were doing other things as opposed to focusing on tefillah, that created a Chil Hashem because the others looked around and saw this very uncouth and unrefined prayer service that the Jews had. And that was enough of a motivation for the Rambam to endorse a significant change to Seder HaTfilah. So almost like the motivations, lahavdil, of the original reform, that we're looking for a more proper synagogue service to model the church. The Rambam used the lashon of the Chil Hashem that's created by not focusing and having kavanah during the davening, and the tikkun of changing the whole Seder Chatzos HaShas in order to accommodate that, to avoid such a Chil Hashem. In the other direction, yeah? It's a Kasha Namaisa. The Rambam presents this as justifying what already had happened, it sounds like, before they asked him, but he sounds like he was a fan of... the way this is usually quoted is that the Rambam got rid of Chazaras HaShatz. That doesn't sound exactly like that from the Tshuva. It was already gotten rid of, and he was endorsing it. And then the author of this article quotes the Tshuva Sarad Vaz from later, a few hundred years later, and the Vaz is in the time of Beis Yosef, where he writes, he was also in Egypt, and he says, by that time, they brought back Chazaras HaShatz, because the Nachum couldn't care less what the Jews were doing, and were, you know, ridiculing everything we did anyway, so it didn't make a difference as far as the Chil Hashem factor. But in the other direction, Chuvas HaRashbash, the Rashbash was the son of Tashbait, so we're talking 1400s in North Africa. Sha'alta, Kahal Sheratzu Lahaskim, Shelo Yikanes Adam Lebeis HaKnesses De Minalayim, Machmas Cherpas Shemecharpim Asam Yishmeilim. So the shul wanted to make a takana that you're not allowed to walk into a shul with shoes, because the local Muslim population view that as a lack of respect to go into a house of worship wearing shoes. The od shebeirahi ba'atma yesh beis knesses acher ve'nechnasim b'min alayim. There's already another shul where they don't walk in with shoes. The kamuk sasichid ve'iru b'davar amish aramba matir likanas beis knesses b'min alayim. And what do I think about this? So he writes, "Davar yaduhu shebeis haknesses ra'i lefaro l'ramol l'chabdo," that you have to treat a beis knesses with utmost respect. L'archik yimenu kol minei bisayon. Technically speaking, it has to be the highest point in the city. If the minhag is to light candles, you light candles. But he writes, this is an interesting, even as a standalone. That kavod bizayon is totally subjective. Real kavod is spiritual kavod, and real bizayon is spiritual bizayon. Aval yesh kavod meduma bizayon meduma. This is all not real. Ki im yilbash adam begadim na'im, hu be'enei b'nei adam nechshav l'kavod, ve'im yilbash begadim mitulayim. So if you dress in a mechubadik fashion, others will view you in a respected way, but it's not that there's anything objectively significant in the clothing per se. And the opposite if you wear non-respected clothing. That the person's nefesh is not affected, whether the quality of his nefesh is not affected whether he wears dirty clothing or clean clothing. Avalhu kavod abuz eitzel b'nei adam b'lavat. So everything is, in a certain sense, subjective and societal. And he says the same thing when it comes to wearing shoes. If in the society where you live, it's viewed as a sign of disrespect to walk into a house of worship with shoes, so we would take that into consideration. He says if you're living in a Christian country where everyone wears shoes into church, so then you wear shoes to shul. And if you're living in a Muslim country where everyone takes off their shoes when they walk into the mosque, then you can take off your shoes to walk into shul as well. He thinks that would be an acceptable takana if called for based on societal norms to not wear shoes going into shul. He doesn't use the actual words Chil Hashem, but he writes in conclusion, Alkein tova davar asher ratzu lasos asir kerpasa uma asher kerpunu. It would be appropriate to have this takana of not wearing shoes in shul in order to remove the kherpa of the surrounding Muslims that are mecharifas, that were critical for not or for wearing shoes in shul. And then this Rabbi Chalav quotes a fascinating Sefer Chasidim. I'm sorry. So apparently the common denominator both of the Rambam and the Rashbash is that we do care. That's also Chil Hashem in a certain perspective. What do people say about us? And you see from the Halachas and Zela that's relevant to Nachum as well. We see that by the Rambam and the Gemara in Gittin Mem Vav about Kibush Eretz Yisrael and the Gevonim. Let me just finish with this because I didn't have Marvin. I'll stop in 2 minutes. Sefer Chassidim Siman Tav Kaf Tes. Im Yesh Davar Shanachrim Nogim Bo Iser. V'la Yehudim Eino Aser. If there's something that the Nachrim have an Iser on and we don't, Aser Lo Yehudi Sheyochal. A Jew is not allowed to eat that which is viewed as Aser by the Nachrim. Penyas Chalel Shem Shemayim Al Yado. Lest that lead to a Chil Hashem. Go Nachri Shara Shanachri Chaveira Rava Behema. The Amr Lenachim Shalal Acholasa. So someone engaged in bestiality, and the Nachrim said, "Don't eat that animal." V'nimkar Lihudi Lo Yochlein Yisrael. So something which the Nachrim view is Aser, you're going to eat it. That could create a Chil Hashem. And this is there's echo of this in Maseches Kusim, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. So this sounds a little bit like we have in the Gemara two related concepts. It's not exactly the same, but the Gemara does have in a couple of places the notion of Mika Midi, Chulam Lamagimel, for example, by Mefrachesas, that you can't have something Mika Midi, especially Machlok Samaraim there, Mika Midi, that something is Mutter for a Yisrael and Aser for a Nachri. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Hei in the context of a Behema Shed Nevda Deyakum. And also you have, in the context of Geirus, in a couple of places, Yavamas Daf Kaf Beis, there the Gemara talks about we're not being gozer shnios of arayus by Geirim, that you shouldn't say, banu mikedusha chamura lekedusha kalish. And people shouldn't say that a Nachri converts, and now he has more lenient requirements than if he was still a Nachri. So this isn't exactly the same, but this is more the Sefer Chassidim and the Maseches Kusim in the context of Chil Hashem, that if the Nachrim view something as Aser and you're going to eat it, so they're going to think that our religion is more lax than theirs, that could be a Chil Hashem as well. Okay, I'll stop here. Have a great Shabbos.
Good. Have a good Shabbos.
Yes, a Shabbos I have yard site for my mother, so I'm planning on giving a shiur in shul at 6:30 with Rabbi Sachs's Rishus on Geirus topics from last week's Daf Yomi. If anyone's interested. 6:30 after the first minute.